Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. Today, you're going to listen to three songs: Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Three songs that I heard looking at angels and archangels flying around me. Then you will listen to chapter 6 of my book, Ask for Help, of the title of my book, Become Who You Are. Enjoy, take care, and have a great year. Bye-bye.
Become Who You Are, Chapter 6. Ask for help. It takes a lot of courage, and especially for a Frenchman, to ask for help. In 2010, when I received my messages delivering me my mission, one of the tools that they gave me was one sentence. I need your help. They will tell me that this sentence will open me all the gates, all the doors that I needed to be opened in front of me. And I believe in it. I could tell you so many stories where all those things happen. I need your help. The question is, to who are we addressing this prayer? This demand? Well, can be to physical humans that will become your angels because they will help you. And of course, they could be your guides. As soon as you reach your limits, believe me, you start to find inside of you that impulse of life that creates that prayer that manifests that connection to the divine. Yes. In order to be sending those prayers, to be asking, we have to be connected to our soul. That soul, that crystal ball. Which is inside of us. It is there for us, and he knows the path, he knows the mission. We just need to get connected to it. That's it. One time I was driving my car on the highway in New York, heading to the airport, and I had no money left to pay the toll. In front of me, there would be just like, let's say, 12 lanes, different lanes of cars, and I had to pick up one, and I would tell them, I have no money. How should I do it? The question is, how should I do it? Which means that there is an answer to that question, and that I'm asking for that answer to be appearing to me. If If I word it that way, I manifest it. I help the divine and the angels to manifest it for me. Suddenly in front of me, out of those 12 ones, there is one line that highlights. So I know I have to choose that one and to keep driving towards that one. In front of me, let's say 50 feet in front of me, there is that car that passes the booth. And guess what? That bar doesn't get down and stays up after he passed. And my guides will tell me, just go. I slow down, but the bar was just staying there in the air and just passed. That was one time. Just as I came at the airport, I still had no money. And I was registering my luggages to get on the plane. And that steward will tell me, well, it's going to cost you $150. I will look at her right in the eyes, focusing on my crystal ball, and I will tell her, I need your help. I just don't have any money left, and I need to take that plane now. And I was just looking at her. Then suddenly she smiled, she handed me my passport, and she told me, have a good flight. I could tell you dozens of stories like this that happened to me because I needed help. One day I was in France and I still had no money. I was getting out of my car. I was going to park my car. And then there is that parking slot that highlights just several feet ahead. So I knew I had to choose that one. So I parked there. And I still didn't know why. But when I opened my door, getting out of my car, then I would see that $20 bill on the floor, just right there where I opened my door. Some of my friends got scared of all the things that were happening to me. And I will tell them, this has to happen. All those things have to happen just in order for people to believe, just for people to start to believe or to believe again. I am experiencing those things in order for me to be able to tell it to others, for others to start to believe and to act. Of course, when you manifest and those things happen in your life, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. But it makes a lot of sense after you experience them. But when you're struggling, especially with money, with food, with sleep, with love, at that precious time, it's hard to focus. It's hard to believe. It's hard to let go. And it is at that very precious moment, time, that we need to stay focused. To don't think, to don't feel, just to be. The soul doesn't know the fears. It just knows what has to be done. When we start to ask for help, it also means that there is someone that has to help. And some days, you are the one who asks, and sometimes, you are the one who gives. One can't go with the other, without the other. They all go with each other. One time, I was in France. And I was asked to buy a coat, the nicest coat I've never bought before. It's an alpaca coat with one of the warmest wool ever. It's so thin, and as you wear it, it's so warm inside. I think the coat was over $2,500 worth value, and I got it, they were selling it for around $1,700 or something. And my guides will make me buy this. And they will ask me to take it with me to New York. In New York, they made me sleep on the floor for several weeks in a storage. Without using the coat. Was in May 2010. So definitely I would not need that coat. And suddenly my guides will tell me to grab one of my bags and to put one of my pairs of shoes, to put some clothes in it, and on top of it to put that coat. And to close the bag. And they will ask me to walk in the street with that bag in my hand. As I was walking in the streets of New York, suddenly they would tell me, "Now, put that bag just right there on the floor and just move on." And I will do it. And I would walk away without turning back. I don't know if you understand what that means. That means a lot. You're asked to do something and to not turn around. Meaning that you just have to look forward to the future, being in the present and leaving things behind. When I came back in the storage, I was just still wondering why they would ask me this. But I know. I truly, deeply know inside of me that someone needed those clothes and ask for those clothes because he needed them to go to an interview in order to get the job, and he didn't add the proper clothes to wear. How do I know it? Because I feel it deeply in my cells. One more time, I was listening to my heart and listening to my messages. This day, I was the one giving. And even more, it was a blind gift because I didn't know, and I still don't know, who got that bag. Ask for help. The more you believe that someone is going to help you because you truly deserve it, then it happens. I don't know if you remember that movie. Was the story of a young boy who went to school, and his teacher would tell him that the end, they had to invent a very simple concept in order for all humanity to be able to help each other. And the next day, that kid comes with the idea of, if each person helps 3 persons that are in need, but it has to be for some specific people who really need that help, and that you are the only one who can help them at that precious time. And also that help has to create a significant change for that person. And of course, as soon as that person will be able to act, that person that was helped will be also helping 3 other people in return. 3 other people that he would not know from before. I have to look at that name of that movie. I remember I was a kid when I saw that movie. And it's great. It takes a lot to be able to ask for help. It takes a lot. When I came in Canada, following my guidances, I met the heart of Canada people. I could feel their warmness. I could feel their help. When I was in Edmonton for my last event, I had two options. Either to get back to France by the plane that I had to book and ask for my father to pay for my ticket to get back to France. Or either to follow my guidances and to use those $200 I had in order to pay $72 for economic seat from Edmonton to Saskatoon, and then having enough money for one night in one hotel in Saskatoon, including the cabs to get there. And my guides would tell me I had to go to Saskatoon. And I did it. And suddenly, someone came to me. And asked me if I wanted to teach her my techniques of healing. And this would bring me money. And of course, not enough to pay my airplane ticket back to France. And I had to accept the proposal that she was asking me, proposing me for opening a house for me and for me staying 1 week with her family. Her husband and her two daughters. This was a lot for me. Can't imagine how, what it feels like. I needed that help, and they offered me their help. It creates links. It creates a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions. I felt a lot of compassion, a lot of love from those two kids that didn't know me before. In return, I was able to give them the gift that I had through my healings, showing them their purpose in life. opening their eyes to life, revealing their gifts, showing them the first steps to make in order to go on their own path. Fei, their name. She also created and hosted two events at her place, using her contact list and sending emails to everyone, telling them that I was going to create an event at her place. Within one day, she had booked all the 20 seats available for that night, for that event that she was hosting at her place. And we decided to open a second night for hosting a second event the following night. And within several days, that event was already booked up too. That would bring me enough money to get back in France with the money that I earned. And also to pay for my next event in the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles in February 2014. Only this story is just amazing. It's a question of faith. It's a question of beliefs. It's a question of asking for help and helping in return. What's the worst value of that gift? It showed me so much. Those kids, they have some great lives in front of them. They are so gifted. I would see how Nicole would become a great writer, writing stories for kids, stories about unicorns. Keeping the same image on all her books as she is now 10 years old. Creating the links to all generations of kids. And those books will be just spread everywhere. Stories about unicorns. I saw her books in hospitals with kids, going to chemotherapies, being able to be supported thanks to her stories. Those stories will bring them faith and hope and love and compassion. Opening them to the awareness of another realm, the realm of the unicorns. we need to ask for help. One person helps another one in need. That person in return helps another one. And finally it ends up that that person helps hundreds of others just by writing books, just by knowing her mission, just by having the inspiration and the courage to start it. It works. It works as soon as we believe in it. As soon as we believe that sometimes we need to ask for help, and other times that we have to propose to help someone. The universe works that way. I was able to create those two events on the theme of Become Who You Are. And during 2 hours, being able to play my songs, to play my videos, to display also my paintings and using them to create an event. Being able to record voice and image. To be able to do my first shows like this. My first gatherings that way. I wanted to do my first ones in Vegas, but I felt I had to do it here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Thank you for all of those people who came those nights, supporting me, helping me. To go on my way. Yes. Asking for help. What kind of help do we need? What are the things that we can't get alone? Love is one of them, but not the only one. Wisdom is one of them. You need help to get to wisdom. You need to go through experiences. Sharings. You need to go through a lot of emotions in order to perceive which is good or not, which is fair or not, which belongs to the things that we're supposed to do or not supposed to do. How could I help you? To find what to ask in order to be helped. That's what's most important. Well, I would like you to take a piece of paper and a pen. And to focus 1 inch below your belly button, visualize a crystal ball floating on top of that water, just below your belly button. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it? Stay focused on that crystal ball. And now, what are the 3 things that you need most? Now, take your time, write them down. And now, at the right of the first one, you're going to write, how could you get this? And I would like you to be doing this for the second word and for the third word too. Then, you're going to start with the first line. And you're going to create a third column. And you're going to write who is going to be helping you doing this. Can be your husband, can be your friend. Doesn't need to be someone that's going to help you to fully complete your need. Just need to be something, someone that gives you the first impulse to get close to it. And that's what you're looking for. And you're going to do this for all 3 things that you most need. Now, you're going to take 3 candles. And you're going to make 3 wishes. One wish per night, 1 candle per night. The first night, you're going to take the first candle. You're going to read the first sentence, including your need, how you can get to it, and what person can help you. And you're going to repeat it 3 times. Focusing on your crystal ball. And then you're going to light up that candle. If you're using a match, just wave that match when you're done. Just don't blow the match. And you'll be facing north. When you will be lighting this candle. And you let that candle burn the time it needs. You will be doing the same thing with the second candle, the second night. Doing the same thing, the same way, for the second thing that you need. And you'll be doing the same process for the third night, for the third need. And you will see things happening. And then you'd go
and ask that person to help you. And I bet that even before that person helps you, you will have found one way to get close to those needs, because other forces will be helping you. Change your life. Ask for help when needed. Remember, I need your help.